feeling overwhelmed by life's challenges, what if they're not holding you back, but lifting you up? Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, hosted by Karen Alexandra. This podcast is for women with excess facial or body hair and anyone facing obstacles, ready to uncover their true strength and beauty. Join us for encouraging stories of healing, growth, and empowerment, all sprinkled with a little faith. Listen on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you tune in. Subscribe now and start your journey to being fearless, free, and forever loved.
Welcome to Blessed Beyond Hirsutism, the podcast where we uncover the truth about who we are, fearless, free, and loved. Today, I want to share a personal story about the importance of advocating for ourselves, especially during overwhelming times. Last year, I found myself overcome with stress at work. I felt utterly maxed out. Along with work stress, I was dealing with the grief of my brother's death and a tough breakup. It all became unmanageable. So I spoke up for myself and took a leave of absence to focus on healing. During my leave, I sought to find my footing and regain my balance. Early one morning, a friend called to share news about a job opening at another organization. At that moment, my well-being was my top priority, so I admit I hesitated to respond. After all, I hadn't fully woken up, and the idea of starting a new job was the last thing on my mind. Perhaps my friend's excitement was genuine, but all I could feel was the weight of my circumstances. I was simply trying to navigate the heartache and grief I was experiencing. However, my friend's reaction surprised me. She began to berate me, repeating over and over, "You're not going to do anything." Already grappling with my own doubts and feeling vulnerable, her discouraging words only deepened my pain. After hanging up, she called back to apologize, but added, "Don't ever talk to me about your job again." It had been a while since I had discussed my job with her, especially since I had been on leave, so her comment struck a nerve. This was particularly frustrating because she was the one who called me to discuss work that day, not the other way around. It became clear that her intentions, while perhaps well-meaning, were not what I needed at that moment. I realized her expectations didn't align with my reality. What I truly needed was understanding, compassion, and the space to heal, not judgment, a pressure to conform to someone else's timeline. For many of us living with hirsutism, the feeling of being scrutinized is all too familiar. And her critical words felt like condemnation when I was at my lowest. Even the smallest show of empathy can lift someone from their lowest point. It felt unfair for her to impose during such a sensitive period. So I made the difficult decision to block her. And this choice brought me a sense of peace I hadn't anticipated. This brings me to an important point about self-advocacy. Sometimes we need to put our mental health first and focus on our emotional state above all else, even if it means stepping away from relationships that feel more toxic than supportive. This reminds me of the timeless fable of the tortoise and the hare. The hare believed he would easily win the race, underestimating the tortoise. But the tortoise, despite being slower, had unwavering determination and focused on his own path. Similarly, like the tortoise, I realized that I must move at my own pace and not let the hare's, or my friend's, doubts define my journey. I learned that advocating for ourselves and honoring our needs is important, even when it conflicts with others' expectations. As Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "To be yourself in a world that is constantly trying to make you something else is the greatest accomplishment." Remember, your true self is worthy of love and respect. Have you ever felt like life was punching you hard and you felt unsure where to turn for support? Well, later, after recognizing that life coaching and spiritual counseling alone weren't sufficient, I decided to pursue professional help for my mental health. It's important to remember that just as we care for our physical health, we must also nurture our mental, emotional, and spiritual well-being. Instead of relying solely on friends when feeling overwhelmed, consider reaching out to a therapist, counselor, or spiritual leader. These professionals provide a neutral perspective, helping us navigate our challenges. This experience taught me the importance of self-advocacy during tough times. Seeking professional help isn't a sign of weakness, but a courageous step toward healing. When life pressures mount, negative voices, whether from ourselves or others, can add to our burdens. But we must remember our path is our own, and we have the power to silence those voices, even if they come from friends or family. If you're feeling the weight of others' expectations, remember this. You have permission to prioritize your well-being above all else. It's okay to choose peace, to step back, and to honor what you need most, even if it disappoints others. Letting go of toxic relationships or silencing discouraging voices can be one of the bravest acts of self-care. The journey of healing and self-advocacy is about recognizing that you deserve respect, support, and compassion. When I look back at that time, I see how necessary it was for me to make those difficult choices. I was able to focus on my healing without feeling pressured by someone else's timeline or expectations. And here's the powerful truth. When we set boundaries, we teach people how to treat us. We show them that our peace, our healing, and our growth matter. So if you're in a season where you need to speak up for yourself, let this be your encouragement. You are not alone in this. There are resources and people ready to support you in the way that you truly need. And just like the tortoise, you don't need to rush or prove anything to anyone. Move at your own pace. Stay committed to your journey and honor your timing. Remember, the only person who truly understands your path is you. So advocate for it boldly. As we close this episode, I encourage you to reflect. Is there any area in your life where you need to set a boundary or ask for support? Trust me, you have what it takes to make that decision and prioritize yourself. Thank you for listening to Blessed Beyond Hurtism today. Until next time, be fearless, be free, and always remember you are forever loved. Please subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. You'll automatically get notifications of new episodes. Please leave a rating. It helps beautiful people like you discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind, share this with them. We're all in this together. Please subscribe, rate, and share. Subscribe so you won't miss any encouragement. You'll automatically get notifications of new episodes. Please leave a rating. It helps beautiful people like you discover the show faster. And if someone came to mind while listening, share this with them. We're all in this together.
I'm loving the day, loving the way I look in the mirror. I got no fear, I'm feeling myself. Ring all the bells, I'm coming hot, not gonna stop. I'm liking my shoes, liking my shirt. I like how I move, skipping the dirt. I'm on top of the world, it feels so good.